Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com, drove the 4+ hours to Cincinnati and had to sit through, watch, endure, and then report and write about one of the worst losses in Steelers history. For Tomlin, it's the worst. For Ben, it's the worst. It's the biggest blowout they've ever suffered to an AFC North team since the division was created. And it's their worst loss to the Bengals in the 50-plus years the Bengals have been around. So,
other than that,
everything's hunky-dory, Chris.
It was the football performance equivalent of a Skyline chili meal. Just slop piled onto slop. And in their case, they apparently are just going to keep shoveling it in, Jeff.
Jeff, you are around this team a lot. You see them practice. You're allowed to report on some of what you see. Some things you're not allowed to talk about as much. But did you see this coming? Were there any clues or indicators during the week that made you feel like they were going to go to Cincinnati and get their asses kicked?
No, nothing in practice. And that's often the case. I mean, Narduzzi, for instance, tells us, you know, it's the days where he thinks he goes into a game where everything has gone right and they feel ready to go. And some reason that's the time they lay an egg. And it's the times where they have the worst practices, they go in and play the best. He said it's sometimes hard to figure out. I use that analogy for the Steelers because as we're watching practice, I mean, there was nothing that really jumped out to you of like, oh, man. I mean, other than guys missing with injury, there wasn't anything of that really.
So then give us an observation from being there that maybe if you're watching at home on television and actually putting yourself through the misery of keeping the game on for all 3 hours, give us something from the game being there that maybe didn't transfer over to watching it on TV.
Yeah, I think there was one big thing, and Aditi can really address this next hour because she has access on the field that we don't. Joe Mixon was clowning the Steelers, just clowning them. I mean, he's on the sidelines, jumping up and down, pointing at them, doing mock cheers, you know, getting the fans involved. I mean, we couldn't obviously hear from where we were what he was saying, but you could tell. I mean, he was just running his mouth for minutes, and the Steelers could do nothing about it.
I was going to say, people can be mad about that. He also ran all over them and left tire marks on them. You think maybe an addition of music at their practices would help spice things up, Jeff? Because apparently Chase Claypool thinks if they just add in a little bit of song, it's going to bring them all together.
Think a little Sinatra, you know, something calming and soothing.
Jeff, it's embarrassing, man. To my knowledge, he's not trolling with a statement like that. I've heard nobody say that they inferred that as him trolling people and just being sarcastic. That is a complete disgrace.
So they listen to music loud when they warm up, when they're going through stretching, and that's common. Panthers do the same thing. You know, they play their music, and a lot of times different guys get to pick music during stretching. That probably happens throughout the league. You know, stretching stinks. It's something you got to do every day. It gets monotonous. Have a little music. It doesn't matter. I don't know of any team that practices with music when they're trying to put in a game plan. I mean, I'll say this. Minkah Fitzpatrick was critical of Chase Claypool, or not Chase Claypool, but of the team, you know, the practice habits. There's a story up on our website right now. He did that earlier today. Minkah once got in a fight with Chase Claypool at practice.
Mm.
I'll leave it at that.
Well, it goes from bad to worse. The Steelers have announced in the last 2 minutes that TJ Watt is now on the COVID list. So we'll see what happens with that. No other details have been provided. If it's a close contact situation, he could come back and play in time for the Ravens like Joey Bosa did for the Chargers against the Steelers. But if he's tested positive, Jeff, he's going to miss Sunday's game against the Ravens.
And, guys, this is where it gets really tough for us to discern. Like, okay, if he has it, wouldn't, like, everyone on the defense be a close contact? Like, I'm trying to figure out exactly, you know, the NFL rules are just kind of vague enough where you don't know exactly what's going on. But, yeah, obviously, if they can't play with T.J. Watt, there's no chance in the world that they'll
win. You don't like Taco Charlton and Derek Tuska against Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Jeff, no. Okay.
They don't it was never called Taco Sunday for a reason, Pony. It was barely Taco Saturday when he was at Michigan,
and
I guess.
And listen, to his defense, I mean, he's a reclamation project. He's just trying to work his way back into the league. It's just been, I mean, Minka said, listen, there have been injuries. Those are facts. But he also admitted that, you know, they need to go through walkthroughs better. They need to have more urgency. That's damning stuff, and he's the second guy to do it. Joe Schobert said it a couple of weeks ago, and people kind of sloughed it off because it's Joe Schobert. This is a guy who played on winless teams that is saying that the team doesn't have that urgency in practice. Guy who played on winless teams.
I know. Well, he's also a guy that, like, when you hear Tomlin talk about him, he just says he thinks the game, and he's such a mind for football. Like, Tomlin clearly loves him for all the intangible stuff. So that feels like almost a rebuke of Tomlin in some ways.
Guys, here's what I would love to see. I would like to see Tomlin get some Belichick and work out guys during practice on the other field. Mm. They have multiple fields there. Bring some guys in, everyone from linebackers to punters. Just have them working out so they can all see it. These guys, I think, feel too comfortable. They need to feel uncomfortable. They're grown men. Everybody can blame coaches, but these guys need to look in the mirror and just –
Well, I want to follow up on something I heard from Will Graves last night, and because he broke Steelers protocol and policy, I think you're now allowed to comment on it because we can always just pin it back on him, the Associated Press's Steelers reporter. He said on Channel 2 last night that during practice, Devin Bush worked out a lot with the twos last week. And if you were there, you would have seen that there was a plan in place to play Spillane more, and part of the strategy with Bush was to take playing time away from him, Jeff.
This
is Will's report.
I can't confirm, but what I can say is, I'll leave it at that. That's Will's report, but I won't dispute it.
Jeff, did being in the stadium make Devin Bush's performance look as bad as it was on TV, or even worse?
Yes. Yeah, it just as bad. I mean, you know, there are just things that you watch. You watch the line of scrimmage and the push. You know, that's something that's obvious. And you watch, like, the body language of Cam Hayward. Like, watching him walk off the field at halftime.
He looks anguished that they're getting beat like this. Devin Bush looks like he's just going like, to me, I know that this is an extra point, and it's not going to get blocked, and it doesn't matter because they're getting absolutely whooped anyway. Him just standing there, hands on his knees, for an extra point and literally not moving is as a big of an indictment of him as I think there's been in his entire career. What are you doing? The rest of your team is actually at least attempting to do their jobs there.
Right. And to be fair to his father, I don't know in that play if he was supposed to just stand there and shadow in case the Bengals would run a fake up 24 points or whatever it was. But come on. I mean,
does his dad want to come out of retirement? Because his dad could have done exactly the same amount on that play that Devin did.
Here's how I look at this. I think guys like Devin Bush punch a time clock, and guys like Cam Hayward take it home. And maybe they need more guys that take it home.
Well, who's that on then? If they have a bunch of time clock punching guys, who's drafting them? Who's developing them?
I get it's. I know there's some accountability with Tomlin, Colbert, Rooney. But again, these guys are grown men that are getting paid a lot of money. And I'll again reference Minka, where he basically said everybody's got to look at themselves in the mirror and figure out if they're doing enough. Hayward said the same thing after the game yesterday.
Well,
and
I think
that's what needs to happen.
I agree with the grown men part. I totally do. But I'll harken back to a conversation I had. This is years ago on the air with Kevin Colbert, one-on-one. I got a chance to actually do an interview with him. And I remember it was right after Jason Worlds hung him up abruptly to go pursue a religious kind of mission, basically, or as a Jehovah's Witness, he decided he was done. And Kevin Colbert said straight away, like, we now have to take into account, do these guys love football? Is there that almost borderline unhealthy take-it-home mentality? He said that was something that they had to actually scout for, presumably right. So guys didn't just retire out of nowhere. Now you might want to scout for it to make sure you're drafting players that actually give a bleep.
Right, and Chris, in fairness, every team has players like this. It's just this stuff really comes out when you're not winning. I mean, all teams have issues or have certain guys that aren't doing what they should be doing. It's just when you're not winning, this stuff comes out, or there are more of them, obviously, because you're not getting the job done on Sunday or Monday.
Check out Jeff's report from today. Minka talked, Claypool talked on the Steelers getting embarrassed in Cincinnati, and he'll cover Mike Tomlin tomorrow at noon over at 93.7thefan.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, a former Steeler. You think Jeff was harsh on Devin Bush. Wait until you hear what we've got next for you from a former Steeler. More Steeler on Steeler crime. Plus, Aditi, all access at 4 o'clock. She was in Cincinnati on the field and can give us a bird's eye view perspective of what the hell happened to the Steelers yesterday and what's next for this woe-be-gone team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.